WRCO Sports, sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
It's a good feeling when you convince a standout high school prospect to switch his commitment to your program. It's even better when that prospect in the recruiting class of 2025 changes his commitment from the arch-rival Minnesota Gophers. Offensive lineman Torin Petaway made that decision Tuesday. He's flipped a couple of times, originally saying he played in Madison, switching to Minnesota, and now back to the Badgers. Petaway is the 17th commitment in a recruiting class already ranked in the top 15 nationwide. He's considered the number 5 prospect from the state of Wisconsin. The start of mandatory minicamp sees a battle at quarterback start to heat up. Backup quarterback. Packers insider Matt Schneidman reports the competition between the returning QB2, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt is a little tighter. Clifford threw 3 interceptions during Tuesday's session. Pratt got a lot of positive attention during organized team activities. This decision will be made during training camp next month. The day after returning assistant Darvin Ham to Milwaukee, the Bucks have added another assistant to head coach Doc Rivers' staff. Greg Buckner is the latest addition. He comes on board from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Buckner has been associate head coach under J.B. Bickerstaff. When Bickerstaff was fired, Buckner was ready to move on. That may complete Rivers' coaching staff, but he was said to be interested in former Bucks player Sam Castle at one point. In national news, Kristaps Porzingis has a dislocated tendon in his lower left leg, but hasn't been ruled out for Game 3 of the NBA Finals for the Boston Celtics against the Dallas Mavericks. The team says the injury to Porzingis occurred in the third quarter of Boston's 105-98 victory in Game 2. It's unrelated to the right calf strain that sidelined the 7'2" Latvian for 10 consecutive playoff games. The team calls injury rare and says Porzingis' availability is day-to-day. Boston takes a 2-0 series lead into Game 3 on Wednesday night in Dallas. As the Edmonton Oilers boarded their flight back to Alberta for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on Tuesday, the Florida Panthers remained in South Florida. They'll fly out Wednesday, which gives them an extra day's rest before a 6-plus-hour flight 2,543 miles to the other side of the continent. It helps that the NHL gave the teams 2 days of rest between games 2 and 3, given this is the furthest distance between two teams in a final in NHL history. The series resumes with game 3 in Edmonton on Thursday. The College World Series opens Friday at Charles Schwab Field, and for the first time since the event expanded to 8 teams in 1950, only 2 conferences will be represented on the college game's biggest stage. The Southeastern Conference and Atlantic Coast Conference have combined to send the most teams to the CWS over the last decade, including this year. Their exclusivity in the 2024 field hints at an even greater concentration of power in the sport as college athletics move into an era where players, already able to move around freely, can make more money than ever. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.